Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of James Corbett, who's a Canadian, who lives in Japan and can give us an international view of what's really going on. Of course, James writes the lead editorial for the International Forecaster twice a week. He certainly is a wonderful, wonderful source of information. And so, I think we have James on the line. Well, I hope he'll be available here very, very soon. But we're living in difficult financial times. And certainly, if you read the conventional press, they will tell you things are getting better. Oh, my goodness, we're just having all these new, wonderful new jobs. But is that really true? And suddenly, if you read what the media tells you, why they tell you that certainly the employment is up in America, that everything is looking fine. But of course, if you analyze the figures, you realize that they're simply lying to us. We are having a very, very real difficult time. We are having a financial contraction. Basically, of course, most of the jobs that are being created are part-time jobs. In other words, they're less than 30 hours a week so that they can correspond with Obamacare. And suddenly the wage rate, you can have a job, but if it's only paying you $7.50 or $8.50 an hour, why, it's certainly not going to be sufficient for people to live on, and even with two people working in a family and having several jobs at that rate, why, of course, you're dealing with a very, almost poverty type of wages. Well, let's go to James Corbett. Good evening, James. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty well, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, and we want to get your thoughts about the drop in the stock market last week. Did that have any significance? Certainly the market was back up today, but of course it was down and down dramatically last week. Are we going to be seeing a drop in the stock market now or sometime in the future? What are your thoughts?
Well, as I think we've been documenting here for a while, I think the general trend is that there is going to be a significant pullback, much, much bigger than what we saw last week. Of course, the timing of that is always something that's up in the air. I think what happened last week was just a sign of market volatility, which is interesting because we've seen a more or less straight up stock market run for a very long time. We've seen some minor pullbacks and corrections here and there, but last week was quite a bit different than what we've seen in recent months. So it could be a sign of increasing volatility. I think people are certainly reconsidering some of their investments now that the Federal Reserve really is removing itself from quantitative easing. And if you were the conspiratorial sort, it may in fact be the case that this is, in the end, works in the favor of the hawks at the Federal Reserve that want to continue or even deepen the type of quantitative easing that we've seen in recent years, because obviously if the stock market continues to go down or starts to pull back as the Fed removes itself from the quantitative easing arena, that gives it an incentive and a reason to stop or even reverse that process and start putting even more money back into the market.
But so, you can't keep putting money into the market that you don't have, that you have to create out of nothing. And they've created well over $3 trillion of money here in this last few years. So basically, at some point, they're going to have to say no more.
Well, they can create as much as they want. It's just a question of when people stop accepting it or thinking that it has any value.
Well, you hang on here. Our guest is James Corbett, and we'll be back in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued.
Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and James is simply pointing out that somebody is buying American bonds. We don't know who it is. Could be, certainly be the IMF, could be the World Bank. Somebody, of course, is buying the American bonds, because if they weren't being bought, where would the money come from? How would we possibly be able to pay our bills? So, and of course, you cannot indefinitely keep spending money you don't have. You can't indefinitely create money out of nothing. I think that most people who study what's going on believe that sooner or later there's going to be a major crash, and we are being set up for this, but whether it's a matter of weeks or months or years, nobody really knows. Well, James, certainly, well, give me your overall view of what's going on, certainly from your perspective living over there in Japan.
Well, again, I think all of these things that we're talking about kind of connect together as a piece. The stock market tumble that we saw last week, and the quantitative easing unwinding, and the market jitters, the dollar concerns, all of these things are really part of this overall tapestry that's being woven right now, and it includes such things as the headlines that are saying, you know, once again that Europe has been saved, Europe is recovering, because now there is a concern over a Portuguese bank called Banco Espírito Santo S.A., which had huge losses that were just revealed just last month, and now they're getting a huge bailout, a government bailout to help them through that. So again, this is supposed to be yet another sign. Oh, okay, there was some problems, but we're working that out. The bad banks are being discovered, and everything's a-okay again. But we see U.S. equities tumbling once again today. So it does. I mean, this process is continuing and it's being dragged out, and there's a lot of things behind it. But I think part of it is that it is being actually exacerbated by the politicians and the international bankers who do stand to benefit from ultimately what is coming through the creation of a more international system. And another example of that is what's happening to the U.S. dollar right now. In fact, what we've seen with these latest sanctions, these Russian sanctions that are being applied, is that we are now seeing a concerted effort by these Russian oligarchs, these Russian billionaires, who are now moving their money out of U.S. dollar cash holdings and into other currencies. Primarily, Hong Kong dollars seems to be a hot currency right now because the Hong Kong dollar is pegged to the U.S. dollar. So holding Hong Kong dollars is almost equivalent to holding U.S. dollars. Obviously, they're worth less compared to the dollar, but they are pegged to the dollar, so they move up and down with relation to that. But also, the Russian oligarchs insert some of these sanctions by holding Hong Kong dollars. So, for example, we have a billionaire Russian, Alisher Usmanov, who is the head of OAO Megaphone, a wireless operator there in Russia, that has just shifted about 40% of its cash, U.S. dollar cash holdings into Hong Kong dollars. And we have OAO GMK Norilsk Nickel, the world's largest nickel and palladium producer, has just followed suit and is starting to shift its cash into Hong Kong dollars as well. So what we're finding is now that the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, in order to maintain its peg, in order to keep that that relation between itself and the U.S. dollar, is now having to buy huge amounts of U.S. dollars in order to maintain that peg and to offset all of these Hong Kong dollars that are needing to be created for these Russian oligarchs. So very interesting system. And what this is it's another pressure on the dollar system, because of course not only are these cash holdings being taken out of U.S. dollars, but more U.S. dollars flooding the system as they get relieved from these Russian oligarchs. But now also the Hong Kong Monetary Authority at a certain point is going to be unable or unwilling to continue buying U.S. dollar denominated holdings in order to maintain this peg. At a certain point, the Hong Kong Monetary Authority is going to have to say, this isn't worth it. We can't peg to the dollar anymore. And they might find a new way to peg. And that could be the start of that domino of the chain of events that leads towards the dethroning of the U.S. dollar internationally. So again, some interesting things happening, and it's important to realize these things are happening because of things like the sanctions, which the politicians are now applying towards Russia. It's a self-inflicted wound, and the only question is, you know, why are they doing it now, and to what extent is this going to play out in the near term?
Well, I have certainly heard that a lot of the very wealthy Russians are going to change their credit cards as well, having traditionally used American credit cards, and that then their money would be when they buy something, why would funnel through the United States and using U.S. dollar. They're talking about actually suddenly buying, credit cards or utilizing credit cards that are denominated in the Chinese currency. And that would mean that they're suddenly then, that they would be utilizing, and that would strengthen the Chinese currency and weaken the American dollar. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have. There was an ITAR task report, I believe, last week that the Russian oligarch Gennady Timchenko, who was one of the targets of these U.S. sanctions back in March after the annexation of Crimea, had changed out his Visa and MasterCard for a China UnionPay card. And again, as you say, this is part of the Chinese banking system operating with Chinese currency. So again, this system of sanctions is having no other effect than to really disengage Russia from the U.S. dollar and to drive it into the arms of the U.S.'s so-called rivals or enemies in this system, this phony system that they've constructed. So again, I think this isn't rocket science. I mean, obviously, the people who are putting these sanctions on Russia know this is going to be the inevitable effect of these sanctions, that they're going to start losing the U.S. dollar holdings that these Russian oligarchs would otherwise be holding. So again, I think this is part of a coordinated campaign, and the only possible conclusion we can reach is that at a certain point, they actually do want to cause this rift. They want to cause and exacerbate the crisis, like so many other crises that emerge. The Ebola scare that's going on right now, or what have you. There are, as we know, the modus operandi is order out of chaos. And if there is no chaos, then you better create it. And if it's happening, you better exacerbate it. And I think that's exactly what's happening right now.
Well, first of all, we're hearing certainly is that suddenly the sanctions are supposedly going to impact somewhat on Russia's economy. They're not going to be able to borrow money from European banks to further develop their gold, pardon me, their oil and natural gas resources. I'm sure that they are borrowing money suddenly just so they can do their drilling. On the other hand, of course, they are the largest producer of gas and natural, of oil and natural gas in that area. They are shipping their gas to Europe. And suddenly, if Europe is going to put sanctions on the Russians, why, I would expect somewhere down the line they're going to raise the price of that gas or make it not available. In fact, if they turn the gas off to Europe, why, it could really crash the economy there, couldn't it?
Well, it certainly wouldn't help the economy, and it would certainly hurt. And again, I think we've seen all sorts of indications of this. We've had a lot of business leaders in Europe speaking out against these sanctions, and we've had certain leaders there in Europe who have been very reticent to go along with them, including, of course, Angela Merkel there in Germany, which is a close partner with Russia in a lot of different ways. And she has only recently come out to say that the most recent sanctions against Russia were unavoidable, and speaks with great regret that this had to be done, and seems to be in every respect looking for a way to extricate Germany from having to follow through with these sanctions. So I think they're...
But the sanctions are really, the whole thing is the United States is putting pressure on the European countries, including Germany, to impose the sanctions. I don't think anybody over there wants this. I would think there was going to be increasingly to produce a barrier between the United States and Europe.
Well, and not only that, but also a increasing rift between the European Union headquarters there in Brussels and the rest of Europe. And I think that this is seen, for example, in those types of pipeline projects, the South Stream project, for example, the Russian Gazprom has been working on for many years now and was part of this multi-billion-dollar package that was going to be spread out over the various European countries through which this pipeline was going to be run. And all of these countries that would have benefited from this are now left in this state of limbo, as it looks like South Stream has been stopped, at least for the time being. And there's a lot of animosity because, of course, the European Union there in Brussels doesn't want this pipeline to go ahead. They would prefer the sort of Western U.S.-backed Nabucco project, and they want to get rid of Russia from supplying oil and gas to Europe as much as possible. But all of these countries that would benefit from it now have this great resentment. So it is really driving a wedge between the European Commission and the various Eurozone countries. And that's only, again, that's only exacerbating the problems there in Europe as Europe continues to basically barely cohere. It really is a situation that is not seeming to work out in favor of the Washington/Brussels oligarchs there that are running over this or attempting to run this system. And it looks like it's falling apart on them. And the only question is, how will they respond to that? And unfortunately, I think they always have a plan for scooping up the pieces afterwards and putting them into an even more tightly bound fascistic bundle.
Well, my understanding is that the Russians are trying to work out a situation with China so they can build a pipeline to China and ship them large amounts of gas. Now, of course, that's what we're talking about some years down the line. It takes a long time to put in these pipelines, but suddenly their alternative to shipping natural gas to Europe.
Oh, yes, you're right. There was that signing, that big signing that occurred, I believe it was back in June, back in Shanghai, when Putin and Xi were meeting at a economic conference. And they met, of course, to oversee the signing between Gazprom and the Chinese state oil company of a gas pipeline that's now going to be started. And I believe in the next couple of years completed, going to be shipping a significant amount, not a huge amount, but a significant amount of gas to China from Russia. So that is the start of a different system that, again, I mean, it's starting to de-engineer and deconstruct the old alliances that have held for a long time in that region.
Oh, well, our telephone number, if you'd like to call, have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's James Corbett. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, here in the Central Coast of California. But of course, people point to the stock market. Look how well the stock market has been doing, you know, up until this last week. But of course, does this reflect that the average individual is in the stock market? No, it's apparently, from what I've been able to determine. Why, of course, the stock market is going up because the major corporations are borrowing money and buying back their own stock. And that is the reason, because you're seeing all the activity that's in the stock market. It's not a sign of a healthy economy. It's a sign that the corporations are buying their stock back. Have you heard that?
Yes, I think so. And again, I think you're exactly right that this isn't, this really doesn't, what happens in the equities market really isn't affecting the average investor. In fact, again, there was a Gallup poll back from May of last year that showed 52% of U.S. adults owned stocks or mutual funds. And just, I mean, in the last 7 years, that's a drop of 13%. There was 65% owning stocks or mutual funds back in 2007. 52% now, and it continues to shrink. Again, there are less and less people, average Joes, average working families, who are invested in stocks or mutual funds at this point. It is more and more institutional investors with billions of dollars to throw around. And yes, they can certainly manipulate this or that stock up or down by throwing their weight behind it or taking their weight off of it. And again, it doesn't really reflect anything underlying the actual productive economy itself. But I think something that we should be keeping our eye on in the next few months is a potentially very interesting development, and one that's part of a larger trend towards the actual deleveraging of the gold price, the spot gold price that we know now, from the phony paper markets that are cooking that price. And this relates to something pretty remarkable that's happening that I haven't seen a lot of coverage of, but Singapore is actually taking a pretty remarkable step to start a gold product. It's a kilobar gold contract, which is going to be actual physical deliverable gold contract that's going to be exchange traded in Singapore. And what this really means is for really the first time, people are going to be able to buy an exchange traded contract that isn't paper gold. It isn't the notion of gold. It is actual physical deliverable gold on this contract. And this will be an actual mechanism for a real spot price discovery, not the spot price that's manipulated by all of this paper gold in the system, but the actual real gold price, the real value of it. And this is, I mean, this is significant not only because this is happening in Singapore, but this is actually part of a trend. I mean, as we've talked about before, there's more and more interest in gold from the East. China has become a huge buyer of gold, not only the central bank, but also the average population buying more and more gold every year, in fact, surpassing India at this point as the world's largest gold importer. And this is, again, just one reflection of that. But there are signs that there are going to be other types of physical gold exchanges in the near future, including in Dubai and other places out in the East. So it really does look that the institutional stranglehold of the traditional Western mega banks over the gold market is starting to loosen, and perhaps another sign of that is, in fact, the London Bullion Market Association Bullion Market Forum was held for the first time just last month in Singapore, and that's where the Minister for Trade and Industry announced this new Singapore kilobar gold contract. So I think this is a pretty exciting development, and potentially, I mean, this is going to go live as early as September 2014, so potentially, we might be looking at a very different gold market in the next few months as people start to discover the actual price of physical gold.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Rachel calling us from Cincinnati, Ohio. Rachel, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I actually have a question. Now, I'm a bit new to this, but I was just wondering, just how on earth did the U.S. dollar wind up becoming the world, giant currency?
Essentially, it's because the U.S. The U.S. won World War II. I mean, more or less. The current system of the global world reserve currency being the United States dollar was really set up at the Bretton Woods Conference in 1944 in expectation that the U.S. and the Allies were going to win World War II. And that's where the whole sort of current world financial system was set up. It was where the idea of the sort of IMF and World Bank was birthed, and where the idea that countries around the world would peg their currencies to the U.S. dollar, which would itself be pegged to gold. And that was the sort of way that the whole structure, the whole financial architecture was structured there in the wake of World War II. And that's persisted since then for the last 60 years or so.
Rachel, hang on. We're going to have to go to a break. And if you have a question, you can ask it.
While a storm cloud gathers,
this is Joyce Wiley. You're listening to Now. So really is a miracle. products are now being used by pharmaceuticals to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Suddenly our guest this evening is James Corbett. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go on, James, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the International Forecaster and get your biweekly essays, and then how they can get in touch with you and your organization and get your personal newsletter?
Yes, I would greatly appreciate the opportunity. Thank you. If people are interested in my own work, they can go to CorbettReport.com. That's CorbettReport.com. And while you're there, you can find all of my various media, audio, video, interviews, etc., available for completely free download. So I hope people will use that as a resource. If people are interested in the International Forecaster, it's a newsletter. It comes out twice a week. It's about 30 to 40 pages of information. It includes my lead editorial and articles from a number of contributors and information on markets and what's happening socially and geopolitically and a lot of other types of information besides. So it's a good resource. It's available at theinternationalforecaster.com. That's all one word, theinternationalforecaster.com. And there you can find some of my lead editorials available for reading there on the website. You can also get a free introductory copy if it's your first time to subscribe, or you can just subscribe outright there at the website, theinternationalforecaster.com. But if you would prefer to write in and get information via post, you can write into P.O. Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883. That's PO Box 7752, Winter Haven, Florida, 33883.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Frank, who's calling in from Salinas, California. Frank, do you have a question or comment?
A question. I've heard Chinese money called renminbi. I've heard it called yuan. And now you use the term Hong Kong dollar. Is there one official currency of China?
Yes, there is. The Hong Kong dollar is a separate currency that's run by the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, which is an autonomous area within China. Hong Kong is kind of a special administrative region of China, so it's actually a separate currency. But mainland China has its own currency, which is the yuan / renminbi. And we talked about this a few weeks ago, and I didn't actually look it up. One of those terms is the name for the currency. The other is the name for the unit of account. So, for example, the British pound sterling is referred to as the pound. It's also referred to as the sterling. One is the name for the currency itself. It's the same thing, ultimately. It's just two different names for the ways that you talk about it. And I forget which is which. So again, I'll have to look that up and get that back to you. But the yuan and the renminbi are the same thing. They are the currency of China. The Hong Kong dollar is a separate currency, and Hong Kong is a special administrative region of China. It's kind of like a separate country, but not really.
Okay, does that answer your question, Frank?
Yes. So do they trade, like the Hong Kong dollar trades for the renminbi / yuan?
Yes, certainly does. Okay. Okay, thanks very much. Now let's go to, we have one other caller. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Rich calling from Aromas. Rich, did you have a question for our guest?
Hi, Grandpa Liberty. How are you feeling?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Jim Corbin, it's always an honor and a privilege to speak to you because you're so doggone smart in this area. I really appreciate Grandpa having the odds. I have a quick question. When you guys were talking about how the U.S. is putting sanctions on Russia, which could put oil embargoes on Europe, then it kind of dawned on me. It seems like the U.S. is trying to piss everybody off, because just in case if Russia and China do attack us, they'll be so doggone mad at us, they might want to sit that one out. And it's just like that movie Red Dawn, where the guy says that, Europe's sitting this one out. They figure two world wars is enough. And when you were talking about all that, it just kind of hit a light bulb in my head. What do you think?
Do you have any thoughts at all, James?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is part of what's happening right now. I mean, we do see a lot of these alliances kind of being torn apart because there are different interests at play here. And there are people who, for example, certainly in Eastern Europe, who have probably more affinity with Russia and those Russian ties than they do with the United States in some abstract sense. So I think that there is a wedge being driven between a lot of different players right now, and it could be part of a divide and conquer on a bigger strategy for looking at an endgame scenario where this does come to a head.
And I think, Rich, what you have to understand is the people of Europe don't want sanctions. They don't want any quarrel. The last thing they want is another war. But of course, you have to understand that the governments over there have been taken over by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And most of them, whether it would be the European Union or certainly most of them, are really under the control of this little group of wealthy people I call the Brotherhood. Now, it looks like France is beginning to move suddenly away from that. Suddenly there's a woman over there with very radical, almost Nazi type of philosophy, and she's getting increasing popularity. And I think more and more of the people are trying to turn away and get out from under the control. Certainly Mrs. Merkel is part and parcel of the internationalists, a globalist. She may not like it, but she does what she's told to do because she knows what the alternative is. Kind of be very interesting to see what goes on. But the people there do not want the sanctions. They do not want a war. They want to be allowed. They want to break up the European Union. But they're not going to be allowed to, because the people who hold the reins of power, in my estimation, are going to continue using the reins of power, whatever measures they have to use. What are your thoughts, James?
Well, again, I think you're exactly right. It ultimately is about consolidation of power, and sometimes that takes some strange forms, including alienating some of your allies in order to ultimately scoop up the pieces once everything's been fractured. And I think that's the long-term game plan for something like the European Union, which, again, is a failed project from the start. It was never, I think, really meant to succeed. It's just a question of how it fails. And if it fails in such a way that the European Central Bank or whoever can come along as the savior when everything falls apart and put everything back together. But, oh, by the way, now you have to give up your national sovereignty. Then ultimately that works in the favor of the globalists. So I think we always have to look at the ways these crises are being engineered. And exactly as the caller is saying, I think that these sanctions, one of the effects of this is to drive that wedge and to make increased tensions all around, not only with Russia and China, but even within the so-called Western alliance itself.
And of course, my fear is that they may somehow out of this coming crisis, you know, and these sanctions. Sanctions are an act of war. Nobody wants to say that, but they are, and they're aimed at suddenly putting a pressure on, economic pressure on another country. Suddenly, the legislation that has been introduced into the Senate Bill 2277, is actually calling for financing suddenly organizations within Russia to demonstrate against the government, in other words, to try to overthrow the existing government. This is an act of war. And I really am concerned that if there is a war, it could have devastating effects, not only on Europe, but on the United States. But we're just going to have to wait and see how it plays out. Anything else, Rich, before we let you go?
Well, Grandpa Liberty, you said there's a brotherhood of darkness in Europe. I think that brotherhood of darkness is right there in our White House.
You're absolutely right. They all working together. Thanks very much. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is James Corbett. Well, James, they keep telling us that our economy is getting better, and you really don't believe that, do you?
Well, I wish I could believe it because it would be a nice thing to believe in. But when you look at all of the information that underlies the type of rosy headlines that come out, it again, just fact after fact comes back at us to show us that things are not what they're telling us they are. And again, that comes from, for example, the employment data that we were talking about earlier, where most of the jobs that are being created are part-time or temporary positions that really do not replace full-time employment. Or whether we look at real wages, which continue to decline when you adjust for inflation, people are making less and have a lower standard of living now than they did even several years ago, before the crisis happened, obviously. And again, when you look at the productive capacity of the American economy, again, much of it has been offshored in recent decades as part of that deliberate and conscious, effort to take America's productive capacity and move it to foreign countries. Again, there's so much underlying what's happening right now that shows that whatever the American population has quote-unquote gained by being able to import cheap slave-made Chinese goods, for example, has been more than offset by the fact that it has undermined American industry and the American economy itself. So I think it's a pretty bleak assessment. I know people don't really want to hear this type of information, but we have to observe the facts for what they are and prepare accordingly.
I certainly agree with you. Now, tell us, you're over there in Japan, and certainly the reports we get is that things are not very good in Japan. You're having real economic problems there. The production manufacturing is contracting, and suddenly Japan is not doing anywhere near as well as it did. Of course, 20 years ago, it was a great, the great engine, great manufacturing engine, and the Japanese were coming over here and buying up all sorts of property because they had so much money. But things seem to have changed and changed dramatically. What's the current status of the economy in Japan today?
Well, unfortunately, you were exactly right that it is absolutely contracting. The economy over here is contracting. In fact, if there was ever a definition for an economic cliff, I think Japan is going to demonstrate what that is, especially when the Q2 data and the Q3 data start to be released. I think we're going to see an incredible fall in Japanese GDP. From a slightly positive number in quarter one, I think we're looking at a minus 4% they're now estimating for Q2. Again, this is related to a number of factors, including the ultimate failure of this so-called Abenomics that was touted, where Prime Minister Shinzo Abe came in and was basically going to send the economy to the moon by just printing money till the cows come home. Well, the wheels have fallen off of that. The Japanese stock market has seems to have reached its peak and isn't really going much further. And the currency has been devalued even as the actual real wages of Japanese workers continue to decline for 24 months in a row, I believe, by last count. And again, by every measure that you can take of the economy, whether that's manufacturing or exports or employment or real wages, all of these show a decline or a contraction. All of them are in the negative or in the red right now and heading further and further so. And of course, as I've talked about before, the consumption tax here was recently raised from 5% to 8% back in April, which is one of the contributing factors for why household spending has just fallen off the cliff in the last couple of months. But they're now considering, I believe in October, it's supposed to raise from 8% up to 10%, so another increase in consumption tax. I believe that is now being contemplated whether or not they will go ahead with it in October because of the economic calamity that's coming. But any way you slice it, the Japanese economy is in what seems to be terminal decline right now. And, of course, it's been stagnating for a couple of decades, but it seems like it's definitely heading down right now.
What a tragedy. And but basically, so the living standards then of the average Japanese is falling?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Again, employment generally is on the decline, and what employment there is more and more part-time. I saw a figure recently I almost can't believe. I have to double-check it from a different source, but I saw the figure 37% of jobs in the economy right now are part-time or temporary positions, which is just a horrific number for a country that has always prided itself, I think, on its high employment and on the lack of the type of huge wealth disparity that you see in certain countries like in the United States. There's always been a fairly comfortable standard of living for the average Japanese person, but that is completely changed in recent years, and it's really plummeting off the cliff right now. Again, jobless rates rising, consumer spending falling, real wages declining. Industrial production has collapsed. It's at its fastest rate of decline since the tsunami hit a few years ago. Just everything that you look at is a pretty bad story. And unfortunately, again, this doesn't really benefit anyone except the speculators, the vulture capitalists who are swooping in to scoop up some of the carcass of Japan, and the banksters at the top who, of course, always benefit from this money that's being created by the Bank of Japan and pumped into the system.
And my understanding is Japan has the largest debt of any nation per capita in the world.
I don't know if it's in the world generally, but certainly in the developed industrialized world, right. There's no one who's even close. Last time I checked, it was over 250% debt to GDP ratio, and I believe that's probably even higher by this point, and it only continues to rise. Of course, they've raised the consumption tax here in the name of fighting that debt, but I think it was a token gesture, and none of that money is really ultimately going to reach the debt itself. I think now they're just in a holding pattern trying to service the interest on the debt, and it's part of that terminal decline that we're seeing here.
Well, let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. Joe, does you have a question for our guest?
I do have a question for your guest. Hi, Mr. Corbett. You mentioned just a little while ago something about gold and how it's being manipulated, and there's a certain process that's going to be going into effect where they will not be able to manipulate the price, and you believe the price of gold will most likely go higher.
But they're talking about the Singapore exchange where they're actually going to offer real contracts in real gold, but go ahead.
So my question is, do you think also silver would also go high in price?
Well, I don't think that this particular gold contract is going to affect silver, but it as a potential example for what could happen in the silver markets as well, I think it's instructive because, of course, we've recently seen back last year we had that big brouhaha over the gold fix and the fact that the gold fix was being manipulated by certain gold banking houses in London. Well, the exact same scandal has just played itself out in the last couple of months in the silver market. The silver fix is being manipulated. Surprise, surprise. So I think people are looking for probably other outlets when it comes to silver. Silver is a bit of a different commodity because, of course, it has industrial uses and the like besides. It's less of a kind of pure investment kind of thing than gold is. But But it, as the possibility of offering silver physical contracts, it certainly offers at least the possibility that that will happen.
Okay, yeah. Joe, does that answer your question?
Yeah, pretty much. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Okay, God bless. Well, do you have a parting thought? We're just about going to have to let you go, James.
Well, again, I just I hope people will keep their eye on that. It's called the Singapore Kilobar Gold, and it's going to be alive as early as September 2014. So it's something to keep your eye on in the gold markets, and I'll be writing about that in this week's forecast.
All right, fine. Well, we'll look forward to your article there in the forecast. Our guest has been James Corbett, and James will be back with us hopefully next week at the same time. James, thank you very much for being with us. God bless, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us maintain our network of stations. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We bring people the news behind the news, the story behind the story, and try to get them to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle. There are powerful certainly subversive forces out there that control both political parties. They control the media. They control the six major corporations. They control 90% of the media outlets. Of course, that's certainly AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, a German corporation, Viacom that controls CBS, Disney that controls ABC, Comcast that controls NBC, and Rupert Murdoch who controls certainly newspapers and publishing houses and the Wall Street Journal and the London Times and Fox News. And certainly is a powerful, powerful subversive force. But all of these work together. They pretend to give you both sides. They really don't. They give you one side, but and they largely control what the American people read, hear, see, and ultimately what they believe. Now, if you want to verify this, there's a wonderful book we carry called The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian, a left-wing professor at the University of California before he retired. But Dr. Bagdikian, of course, has spent 30 years researching what was going on. And in his book, published in 2004, The New Media Monopoly, he gives it the background for everything going on. Of course, he, because he's a left-winger, thinks the right-wing controls the media. The people on the right think the left-wing controls the media. And they're both wrong. The media is controlled by the Brotherhood, this small group of subversive group of very wealthy people who have taken control of America, who control our banks, who control, certainly as a result, most of our major corporations, because the corporations are funded by the banks. They control the educational system through the great foundations. And basically, they have taken control of America, and they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. Why do you think we're over there in the Ukraine? Why do you think we have dozens of our soldiers in dozens of nations of Africa? Why do you think that certainly we're financing the Islamic terrorist movement? We're financing the Muslim Brotherhood. We're financing certainly the ISIS. We're financing Al-Qaeda. And if you doubt that, go up on the internet and type in certainly in your search engine, CIA funds Muslim Brotherhood. You'll find they do. CIA funds ISI. You'll find they do. CIA funds Al-Qaeda. You'll find they do. And of course, it's these radical Islamic movements that are over there killing Christians. Why are we financing the people killing Christians? For the same reason they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and certainly have done everything they could to undermine the moral fabric of our nation. It is because these people have an intense hatred of Christianity because they worship a different God. And you must understand that we were basically, we were formed predominantly by Christians initially, but at the same time, when America was founded by Christians, patriotic Christians, who wanted to make this a Christian country, there was a small subversive group that was working behind the scenes. So people say, well, we were a Christian country, and we were, but we were also an occult organized country because the occultists were here. Of course, initially they didn't have the power, but today they do. Today they're in total control, and they've compromised the Christian foundation of our nation. They've infiltrated our churches and our seminaries. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to help Radio Liberty, if you're in a position to help us financially, and if you're not, well, we certainly ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, my ministry, for our provision and protection. And so, and we'll be back in a few moments with another fascinating program right here at Radio Liberty.
A land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Through the night with a light from from the mountain to the prairie.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here, Sunday, are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Linda Lagerman, who's been with us earlier. She's been with us before. She's a clinical psychologist, spent well over 20 years in the field and counseling, but now she's given up her job and her income because she feels so strongly about the excessive use of psychotropic medication, certainly within the military, within the children, within the general population. She's trying to warn people and sound the alarm, trying to get certainly an effort to limit the use of these psychotropic medications because they can have disastrous results. And Sydney, right now, let's go to Dr. Linda Lagerman. Hi, Linda. How are we doing?
Doing very well. Yeah, thank you for having me on the show to be able to talk about these issues.
Why don't you just tell people about your background and why you're so concerned?
Well, my background, I am a clinical psychologist and an associate clinical professor at the UCSF also. I was in private practice for 23 years and started seeing more and more regular people coming in on psychiatric drugs or coming in seeking referrals for psychiatric drugs. And my office was in the financial district in San Francisco, so that's where I had my office the longest. So I was working with people who were very high-functioning, very capable in life, you know, usually at the top of their game. And there wasn't one dramatic moment, but it was the accumulation and really taking stock, finally, of who was doing well and who was doing poorly. And the people who were doing poorly were ones who were on psychiatric drugs, and they got worse on the drugs. This is what I started observing. And people thinking they needed to be on drugs when they seemed perfectly fine. You know, one of the final, you know, situations that opened my eyes was this woman who was, she was a, you know, powerful financial, in the financial industry, successful. She, you know, she's somebody who was just like she was somebody on the top of her game. And she came in asking about a referral, thinking she had ADD, you know, attention deficit disorder, and that she needed to be drugged. And when I was just asking her what exactly was she wanting to drug, like what did she think needed drugging, she ended up talking herself out of a referral and out of any medication. But I was left after she left, I was thinking, what would make a woman like this who's so successful think that she needed to be drugged? And, you know, and then I started, you know, just thinking about all the direct consumer advertising that we have and that becomes such a part of our culture that we take it for granted and think that everything we're experiencing is a mental illness and that it needs a drug.
And I think basically, of course, your comments suddenly about the advertising. The advertising suddenly on television has a profound impact upon people. And basically, of course, they get the idea, you know, this is wonderful, you know. And suddenly just ask your doctor about this or that or the other medication. Yeah. Hey, you know, this is proper for you. And suddenly when the people do that, they ask the doctor. The doctors usually want to be obliging. If the patient wants something, well, we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
While a storm cloud.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hold that thought. Okay, this is Dr. Stan. Certainly, Dr. Lindemann is talking about what's happening as far as the as far as the advertising is concerned. And the advertising programs suddenly convince people that they have something wrong with them, and it's asked the doctor about taking medication. And actually, people who really have no reason to take medication because of the ads suddenly, or because of the general tone that they get from television, mm-hmm. are actually asking for medication. They're starting on medication, and once you start on the medication, it can alter your brain, and you go from one medication to another. Oh, would you like to get into, give our listeners some idea, Sydney, how many people in veterans, how many children, how many Sydney adults, regular adults who are not in the military, are taking these psychotropic drugs today?
It's a tremendous amount. It's crept up on us, and it is hard to keep up with all of the numbers because it keeps increasing. But right now, 1 in 4 Americans are taking a psychiatric drug, at least one. So 1 in 4 And children, the fastest growing market right now for pharmaceuticals, for psychiatric drugs, are children. And, you know, this is, it makes sense. It's, you know, they're looking for new markets. They've saturated the adult market, and now they're trying to tap into two markets, you know, children and the military, which they've been very successful. If we look at toddlers, basically preschoolers, 1 in 70 preschoolers, these are just babies, basically, 1 in 70 are on a psychiatric drug. 5-year-olds, you know, if you look at from 5-year-olds and under, it's 1 in 23 is on a psychiatric drug. 6 to 11-year-olds, it goes up to 1 in 7 on a psychiatric drug. And then high school age kids, like 12 to 17 year olds, it's 1 in 6 is on a psychiatric drug.
So well, this is why are they taking, why are the parents giving the psychiatric drug to their child? Do they think there's something seriously emotionally wrong with them?
Well, this is the thing again about advertising. If you look at the advertising, one, it can make people think that something's wrong with them. It makes them look at their child differently. They start looking at their kid and thinking, oh, my son does this, he does that. Maybe he has ADHD and needs to be, you know, medicated. The schools are, you know, pushing the drugs, the ADHD drugs. So one of the big ones is, you know, it's all for ADHD. It's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which, you know, basically is a lot of things that used to just be considered normal childhood behavior, you know, being fidgety. We're expecting children to sit in school for longer periods than used to be, and kids used to have a lot more physical activity, a lot more play outdoors, a lot, just a lot more activity. So there's a lot of sitting, and kids fidget. They, you know, they drum on their desk, they talk, they don't pay attention, all these things that we used to just think of as childhood and that they grow have been relabeled, you know, in the 80s, the early 80s, were relabeled as ADHD and called a disorder, and then there are drugs for that. And people are pressured, parents are pressured into that. They're told by school that, you know, the kid needs to be on the medication to be in the classroom. So there are a lot of ways that people are coerced into taking psychiatric drugs or giving them to their kids. So the numbers are alarming because of the adverse effects of these drugs. You know, one, on the developing brain. Also the physical things. You know, we've got a big upswing in diabetes, and certainly some of that is nutritional and all the high fructose corn syrup and all that. But the psychiatric drugs, the antidepressants that a lot of kids are put on, these create cause diabetes. So we're creating medical conditions in what would be healthy children otherwise. The other thing that's scary is the kids that are most likely to be labeled and drugged are the ones that are the most active, creative, independent thinkers. You know, there's another diagnosis, oppositional defiant disorder. But that's basically a kid who is questioning authority and trying to think for themselves. So that's troubling, that we are singling out the children that would be, have the most to contribute probably to society.
And then in the adults, how many adults are taking sending drugs, and then how many people within the military?
Well, adults, I don't have it broken separately, adults. I just know that overall of Americans, this is when you add up children and adults, it's 1 in 4 that are on a drug. So when you take the whole group, everybody, there's 1 in 4 on a psychiatric drug. I don't think that's just adults. I think that's the whole group. Military, I know the rate that it's increased, and it's a higher rate than in the general population now. The rate of increase of psychiatric drugs in the military went up 30 times faster than in the general population, in the civilian population. And that was, again, from 2005 to 2011 when it really climbed a steep increase in the psychiatric drugs in the military.
Now, is this because the attention that comes from the suddenly being in combat, going overseas, being away from your family, serving overseas, possibly even serving in combat, is that why so many of them are put on the psychiatric drugs?
Well, a lot of them are put on them just as a like prophylactic. So certainly some are put on for the reasons you're saying. But again, those conditions are not things that need to be drugged. Those are normal reactions to the situation. You know, being away from home, being in stressful, being in combat is stressful, and it is natural to feel stress, and somebody should feel that. You wouldn't want to drug that. But so anyway, so some of them are on psychiatric drugs because they are experiencing, you know, like hypervigilance, or they're a little edgy, they're missing things. But as I said, some are just given them when they deploy without seeing a doctor, without anything, just given a bag of drugs to use as they see fit. So this is happening where it never used to. Historically, you couldn't be in the military if you were on psychiatric drugs, because they alter the mind. And, you know, you don't want somebody with a gun who's drugged and their mind is altered, their judgment is impaired, their impulses are, you know, closer to the surface. But now people are given a bag of drugs when they deploy. So, you know, there are multiple reasons, but anything that somebody is struggling with or suffering from is a mental and is an emotional problem. There, even schizophrenia, somebody hearing voices, this is mental and emotional. These medical conditions, there's nothing medical about it. And using medical language is just a way to sell drugs. But they're not medical conditions. There's no blood test, urinalysis, x-ray, labs. There's nothing that will diagnose any of the, you know, quote, mental illnesses. They're not illnesses. They're not illnesses. They're struggles that people have, even the severe ones. They are still just mental and emotional struggles. They're life. So the whole system, the way it's been put into medical language, is all part of the problem. It's a way to market drugs. So everything that you mentioned, like that somebody in the military might be experiencing, it entirely makes sense to be experiencing that. And when somebody comes back from being in combat or even just being in the military, it makes sense that they are feeling a little alienated from, you know, when they come back into the neighborhood after they've been in this intense environment with a team of people they've been working with, and then they come back and they're supposed to just, you know, go back and mow the lawn and have an iced tea. Obviously, they are having adjustment issues. But putting a drug in them and altering their mind is certainly not going to help them regain their equilibrium back in society.
Well, now, do you have any idea how many veterans, what percentage of veterans are getting some sort of a psychotropic drug if they're under the care of the VA?
You know what? I will look that up and get that for you. I don't have that number on the top of my head.
But you do have the number that there are 22 veterans who commit suicide every day. 22
Yes.
veterans commit suicide every day, and the vast majority of them are on psychotropic medication. That is a frightening figure, and it's
Yes.
a terrible thing to think this is what we're doing to reward our veterans who, whether you agree with what the military is doing, these people, idealistic people, most of them went off to fight for America. And
That's
so
right.
basically, we can say, well, they're fighting for the wrong cause. They're fighting for the American empire. It doesn't matter. From their point of view, they were fighting to preserve our freedom. And 22 American veterans commit suicide every day. That's a sad commentary.
Very. That is entirely, yeah. So, and yes, the psychiatric drugs cause violence and cause suicide. It's on the warnings, the black box warnings. And especially there's an increased risk beyond the normal risk. There's an increased risk in those 24 years of age and under. That's on the black box warning. And that's the age of a lot of our military.
And one of the things, tragically, as Linda's pointed out in the past, is that if you look at these mass murders, not necessarily by veterans, but mass murders, suddenly almost all of them are on psychotropic drugs of one sort or another. But we never talk about that. We want to blame something else.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Dr. Loggeman is pointing out that so many of our men, the veterans, have come back. They're given a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they're put on suddenly the tricyclics, like Prozac, and suddenly... but basically, it's a normal thing. I mean, basically, you've been in combat. You've certainly seen a lot of your buddies killed. You've seen terrible things. And basically, it's normal for you to have problems, but the solution is not necessarily a drug at all. And basically, right. Would you like to mention the names of some of the products, some of the more dangerous drugs that are being given? You mentioned Prozac. What are some of the drugs that are out there that people should certainly be very, very wary of?
Well, Seroquel is one. Seroquel is one of the atypical antipsychotics, and that's being given to veterans for sleep, you know, when they have problems sleeping. It's an antipsychotic, but these drugs are all being prescribed so loosely now and given for just everything. It's all mix and match. You know, you can say you're depressed and you might be given an antipsychotic, an antidepressant and an antipsychotic. Your child could be diagnosed ADHD and be put on a stimulant. You know, all of the major drugs for ADHD are actually amphetamine based. They get that. And then they might also be given an antipsychotic. So Seroquel is a very dangerous one, and it's implicated in some of the sudden deaths that are happening among veterans. These are, you know, healthy young people that are just dying in their sleep, where you have just the heart stop because of the drug cocktail that they're put on when they're taking them as prescribed by the doctor. And one of those drugs that's been, associated with this is Seroquel. So that's a dangerous one. All of the SSRI antidepressants, the Prozac, Celexa, Effexor, I can't think of all of these now. The SSRI antidepressants, they alter your brain chemistry. They cause, what they do, they're called SSRI because it means serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors. And what that means is that it stops the normal reabsorption of serotonin as a brain chemical, a neurotransmitter. So one cell releases serotonin in the brain, normal. This is the normal way that the brain functions. A cell releases serotonin, and it goes to another cell that has a receptor on it, and it fires on that receptor, and then it gets reabsorbed. Now, the SSRI antidepressants stop that reabsorption. So the serotonin is released and it fires on the receptor and it fires again and it fires and fires and fires. It keeps firing. So it artificially elevates the level of serotonin. It makes the brain think there's a lot more serotonin because it's not being reabsorbed. It just keeps firing at the synapse. So temporarily, somebody might feel better. But the brain recognizes that this is an unnatural situation, and how it adjusts is it starts shutting down production of serotonin because it says we have too much serotonin going on. If the drug is continued, then it will take further measures to try to regain normal, and it will shut down some of the receptor sites because it thinks that they are not needed anymore because there is a bunch of serotonin happening. So this is why when people are put on an antidepressant, they might feel better at first, but it shortly stops working. And that's when then the doctor says, oh, you need another one. And it just keeps making the situation worse because it's creating a chemical imbalance where none existed. And so that's also why when people go off of them, they relapse and they get depressed again.
Well, now, you mentioned in an earlier program that some of these medications actually cause the brain itself to shrink, the brain tissue to shrink. Well, what are those medications?
Those are all of the atypical antipsychotics. That's Risperdal, Abilify, Geodon, Seroquel, Zyprexa. Those all cause the brain tissue to shrink.
And can you actually see that on X-ray or MRI or CT scan?
You see it on scans. And when I was, you know, in training, I remember seeing some of these scans, and we were told, look, the brain of a schizophrenic is different than the brain of somebody who's not schizophrenic. See how the brain tissue is shrunk, you know, smaller here. And then somebody came along and had the smart idea to do a study showing the brains of a schizophrenic not on medication and one on medication and somebody who's not schizophrenic. And they saw that the schizophrenic and the non-schizophrenic are both the same.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stans, and our guest is Dr. Linda Lugerman. We're talking, Sydney, about the excessive use of psychotropic drugs and the fact that actually some of them actually cause shrinkage of the brain tissue. Now, according to Dr. Lugerman, Cindy, she thinks once you get off the medication, why that brain begins to take over and the tissue suddenly is replenished. Has anybody actually done x-rays suddenly on the patients after they've come off, after they've had the atrophy of the brain and then been taken off the medication? Do we actually have evidence that the brain will come back again?
No. On that one, on the brain, the tissue shrinkage, no, I'm not aware of any studies on that showing it coming back. I'm not, you know, I don't know that it doesn't. I haven't seen studies either way on that one.
Well, I would be very, very worried until I saw studies that show that these changes are reversible, because the last thing you want to do, I mean, you only got one brain, and it suddenly shrinks, and the tissues suddenly are damaged. I would want to know that they come back again. Otherwise, I would certainly never consider taking the medication in the first place.
Well, yeah. Now, the SSRI antidepressants, there's mixed research on that, on whether you can get, you know, your normal levels of serotonin back and your receptors back after they've been altered by the drug. Some studies that I've seen say that that it's a permanent problem, and that the person will be depressed because they can't get the, you know, the natural balance back. And then more of the studies I've seen actually say that with enough time, they do recover and regenerate and get, you know, get that back. So that's a little better of a picture. But yeah, I would not put any of these in my system. I would not play around with any of this. And if anybody, you know, reads the actual warning labels and takes them seriously, as this could very well happen to them, not that it's some, it happens to somebody else, but this could happen to them or to their child, I don't think that anybody would take them. And the other thing is, they're not given, these are not given for life-saving reasons. It's because somebody says they're feeling depressed because, you know, they retired or something, or they don't have, you know, enough purpose in their life. I don't know what. You know what I mean? It's not because these aren't drugs that you're trying to save a person's life. People are taking these for the blues, basically. So there's a tremendous amount of risk and damage done for the reasons that people get put on them. But the doctors themselves, this is the thing where I was getting into the professional arena and how much false information there is there. In the very psychiatric journals, in the medical journals themselves, the pharmaceutical industry has managed to plant articles there by getting leaders in the American Psychiatric Association to, they pay them to put their name on an article that they write, that's written by the pharmaceutical company, and make it seem like a study. And so you have many unsuspecting general practitioners or other doctors reading the professional journals, believing this. So that's the false information out there is what's you know, is scary, because people are trusting their doctors, and the doctors themselves have been deeply betrayed by the leaders in their field. They've been deeply betrayed. And all of us need to relook at the people that we trust our life to, and think these are the experts, the authorities, you know, the psychiatrist, the authority on the mind, and they don't know what they're doing. This is experimenting. It's always that field has always been experimenting, and it still is. It's not. I mean, they, you know, it used to be that they would drill a hole in somebody's head and release spirits, and then you have, you know, lobotomies and electric shock, which actually still go on today. But these psychiatric drugs are they're an experiment. They're not something that came directly. Like the, I don't know how to explain this, but you know, the first antidepressant, it was a toxic substance that they saw killed. You know, because it was toxic, they thought that they might try it on actually patients with tuberculosis. This was I think it was after World War II. And they thought that the toxic nature of it would kill the bacteria, or the tuberculosis. But it didn't do that, and it had nasty side effects, and so they quit using it. But they did notice that it made the patients, the tuberculosis patients, more active. It kind of energized them. So somebody later picked that same drug up. I going to have to look and see which one that was now, because I haven't mentioned this in a while, so I forget which was the first one. But somebody picked that up, and then they started marketing it as an antidepressant because it had that energizing effect. This is the way these drugs come about. You know, they're all toxic. Neurotoxins.
Well, now, what about lithium for the treatment of manic depression? Is there a place for that?
I don't think there's a place for lithium itself. There's something else that's related, that's a more natural compound. I don't know if that's the one of lithium orotate. That's it. But any of the ones that are for psychiatric purposes, that have been used for psychiatric purposes, have a lot of adverse effects. Lithium, you know, that has to really be closely monitored because it can be toxic. You probably are familiar with that. I don't more so, I think, than I might be, but maybe not. You know, in terms of lithium and its toxicity and how it has to be monitored.
Well, if it is monitored, though, and there's no toxicity, is there a place for it to think of the treatment of manic depression? I mean, somebody called in with that as a question.
Oh, okay. I do not think that, you know, manic depression is a medical thing. So there are none of these drugs that I'm going to think are good, because the problem isn't because of a chemical. It's not a chemical problem. So, no, I don't think manic depression, if we're going to call it that, I don't think that is a chemical problem, even though I know it's been marketed that way and I know people have been given that explanation that they have a chemical imbalance and that's why they have these mood swings. There are many other ways to look at this that are nutritional. There also are ways to look at this looking at one's life and who's in their life and what situations in their life that would be accounting for going up and down in mood. You know, sometimes people have people in their life that are very destructive to them, and that accounts for the dropping down in mood. So without knowing more of the specifics of the person, it's hard to answer that, but the basic answer is that it is, I don't believe that it's a chemical problem, so I am not going to be endorsing a chemical solution.
All right, fine. Well, basically, our guest is Dr. Linda Langerman. Would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and how they can get to the website for the organization that you're affiliated with? And then if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But how can people get to your website?
So there are a couple of websites. So mine is drlagerman.com, and that's drlagerman. So drlagerman.com. And then Citizens Commission on Human Rights, that I'm an advisor for them, a commissioner for Citizens Commission on Human Rights. They have two websites. There's cchr.org. That's for Citizens Commission on Human Rights, cchr.org. And then the international one, cchrint.org. On those websites also, there's tons of information, but there's also the documentaries. There are award-winning documentaries that are produced by Citizens Commission on Human Rights. And one of them is called The Hidden Enemy. It's the most recent documentary. It's the one awards, industry awards, and that is about the role of psychiatry in the military, and, you know, both historically and experimenting in the military, using them as guinea pigs, and then also currently what's going on with the veteran suicide. So that's, those are the places to get the info.
Now, the one thing is you always repeat your website twice. People never get it the first time. So why don't you repeat those websites one time again? And again, sure. If you're out there and you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Once again, what's your website?
So mine is drlagerman.com, drlagerman. drlagerman.com, and Citizens Commission on Human Rights is cchr.org and cchrint.org for the international. And Citizens Commission on Human Rights, if people don't know, that is the oldest and largest international mental health watchdog. It investigates and exposes human rights violations in the mental health field, you know, from in, you know, putting people in psychiatric institutions for their political beliefs, to current things now where we have the not having informed consent. That's one of the things that CCHR has been fighting for, is true informed consent and not coercing people into psychiatric drugs.
Okay, well, so, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from Washington State. Hi, Ron. How are we doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing fine, and I appreciate Dr. Longerman. Seems to me like psychiatry is just almost a pseudoscience.
Yes.
it's none of it is scientific. It's all just conjecture, and it's very susceptible to political coercion and bribery from like big pharma. They can throw all sorts of money around and maybe mm-hmm. even blackmail some of these guys into getting their way. But anyway, that's not why I called. The reason I called is I've been a teacher, and I noticed an awful lot of the kids, especially the boys, on some of these psychotropic drugs. And it seems like our educational system or indoctrination system, whatever you want to call it, wants to turn boys into girls and girls into boys.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys just won't sit still, and so we'll just drug them and make them comatose so they will sit still. And I think it's almost a form of child abuse.
Yes.
I think it's the ultimate child abuse, Ron.
Yes.
And it's a very real problem. And I said Dr. Longerman was saying, what is it, one in every, somewhere close to one in every four adults and children are actually on psychotropic medication. And that's scary.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Ron. I mean, I think this is the thing. It's, you know, schools, it's challenging now. But yeah, this move towards trying to just get boys to be like girls, but to sit still, don't be rambunctious. I mean, that's part of being a kid, and it is especially part of being a boy, is more active, and that's being drugged.
Yeah, well, it's almost like teachers are too lazy to keep these kids occupied and engaged.
Yeah.
And it's child abuse. By the way, I think Sammy Davis Jr. had a song that I think fits that. And that was the song was entitled The Candyman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Ron, anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
Thanks for shining the light of truth. It's great to hear a professional that's got her head on straight. Boy, it's great to hear that.
Well, that's
good. Thank you.
God bless.
Thanks.
Thanks very much, Ron. And let's go to Laura, who's calling from Yakima, Washington. Laura, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. I just wanted to make a comment for what Ron just said. It's not that teachers are too lazy. Sometimes you have so many kids that are behavior problems or so many kids and you don't get the help there's a lot of teachers that do care out there, but they're not able to deal with it. That's my comment. But I had a question for Dr. Longerman about bipolar and what she thought about bipolar and medication.
Okay, what about the bipolar disease? What about bipolar medication? And, of course, this is sort of manic depressive is what we're talking about. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, that would be the same, huh?
Right.
Similar?
Yeah, it's the same. What's the question?
Oh, I wondered, is bipolar chemical, or is it something that you could deal with for nutrition or whatever?
I don't think it's chemical, no. And there are, nutritional factors, there are vitamin deficiency factors, and then there are situational is the other thing. So, mm-hmm. again, I'd have to know, like, more of the specifics of the person and their life situation, but people get better when they like take stock of their whole circumstance, who's in their life, what they're involved in, and start fixing things, like taking responsibility, control, and fixing things, not thinking it's out of their control and using a drug. And somebody, bipolar is another one. Like, I have seen people that are diagnosed bipolar that are, again, it's kind of like the ADHD diagnosis for kids, that are really just creative, have an unusual energy and spark to them. But somebody is telling them it's too much and that they need to be toned down. So again, it would depend who, which kind of bipolar, who we're talking about here. But your basic question about whether I think it's chemical, the answer is no, I don't. I don't think that's what they're trying to treat.
They're calling it a chemical deficiency, and that's what they're trying to treat.
Yeah, that's right. And there is no test that would show that that's chemical. This is the same thing with depression. They're treating depression, and we've been told this for 17 years at least, that these are chemical imbalances. This is how it's explained to people. You have a chemical imbalance, you need a drug. This is not true. There is nothing that is they've ever been able to show with any chemical imbalance. There are people who are depressed who have a very high level of serotonin, people who are depressed who have a low level, and you know, people who are not depressed who have a high level. There is no normal level.
Mm-hmm.
And so the same thing with you know, bipolar. There's no normal level of anything. There's nothing that somebody's going to do a test and say, like diabetes, you know, you can test for diabetes and say your blood sugar, your insulin level, you know, your blood sugar is off and you need the insulin. There's no such thing. It's not a medical condition.
Well,
it's not a chemical.
Is there anything, the pH, has anybody ever evaluated whether the pH level, in other words, the acidity or alkalinity, would affect the function?
Oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting. That I don't know, but that's what I would be looking at is the normal systems within the body, you know, the pH versus acidic. That would be, you know, alkaline and acidic. Those would be the ways I'd be going, is looking at the normal systems in the body, not, you know, the chemicals like this.
Okay, Laura, we're going to have to let you go. Thank you so much for calling. And we'll be back here in just a moment. Our guest has been Dr. Linda Loggeman. Fascinating program, as always.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and that's really what keeps Radio Liberty on the air 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And if you're suddenly fortunate enough to have a good income or to have the wherewithal, and you're in a position to support Radio Liberty, and you believe that what we're doing is worthwhile, then we hope that many of you will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or certainly get the various products that we carry. And of course, we have a line of health products, we have a line of soap products, we have a line of gasoline products, we have a line of patriotic books and 4 CD sets and certainly videos. And basically, of course, the funds for all of this goes into maintaining our network of radio stations. And we only have AM stations and FM stations. We have shortwave or on the internet. You can get us on certainly satellite, if you have a satellite receiver, and many people do, so they get our programs. Or you can go to radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And if you listen live, you can hear me live 4 hours a day. You can then, of course, hear the repeat program. And then on that same channel, you can hear Joyce Riley, Chuck Crismeyer, Pastor Chris Butch Paul, because, of course, we all share the live, that's in the internet uplink. And it's a pleasure. I'm very, very flattered that Joyce and the others are willing to be with me, because some of the material we put out, I think, is controversial. But I wouldn't put it out if I didn't believe it is true. And I think that probably more than anyone else, we stress the spiritual aspect of what's going on, because this is truly a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But there really is a supernatural element. Somebody called the other day, and they wanted to talk about the aliens coming from another space, another galaxy. And suddenly I said, well, there may be beings here that are not human beings. But, of course, that is not because they come from another galaxy. They come from another dimension. And you must understand that there is a spiritual dimension there, and it's in that spiritual dimension. The battle between good and evil, between Satan and God, is being fought. And certainly this is not an imaginary struggle. It's a very real struggle. And there really are people in America today who are possessed by Satan or by Lucifer. And basically they are working and they're considering plunging us into another war. I mean, they killed 21 million people in World War I and 60 to 70 million in World War II. And I fear that World War III is coming, and literally hundreds of millions, if not more, people will die in the coming great conflict. But I think this is planned. And of course, if you read the scriptures, if you read Revelation 6, that way you find that a quarter of the world's population, or the population of a quarter of the world, suddenly is to be destroyed. And then you go on a few more verses and you find another third of the world is to be destroyed. And we are told that certainly if Christ didn't intervene, why there'd be so many people destroyed, there'd be hardly anyone left. Could these things, such a horrible thing, happen? I think it could, because it's prophesied in the scriptures. And if you haven't seen Pastor Billy Crone's excellent set program on the final countdown, you need to get it. The final countdown by Pastor Billy Crone, there are 9 of them. Actually, you can get 8, parts 1 through 8, each with 5 or 6 DVDs in it, by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. They're not that expensive, and they will change your whole perspective, and you'll begin to understand we are living in truly prophetic times. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.